This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That again, 7 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do? There has to be a market. I was just thinking this, Jay. Has to be a market. There's a market for ideas. And it doesn't always have to be the same ideas, although you listen to a lot of radio programs today and they all sound the same. This one doesn't. You've noted that. You like it. Thank you. Got to be a market. Otherwise, we wouldn't have hundreds of radio stations carrying the program with people listening through the day at gooddayshow.com. So, how about that? It's turkey time! Jay and I have been exploring various things. We have, what, 2 weeks from... 2 weeks till... Am I looking at this right? Yeah, 2 weeks until Thanksgiving. Wow.
Where is the time going?
I know it. There are a lot of people, excuse me, realize there's going to be a shortage of turkeys for Thanksgiving. So they are buying them now. There are radio stations that are already doing their Thanksgiving promotions. I always love it when they come up with these names like Turkey-thon. Pretty clever, huh? The Turkey Drop. Do you remember the Turkey? No, you don't remember this.
Yeah, I do.
Yes,
well, I'm not remembering it, but I've gone back and watched it. Yeah,
yes.
WKRP Cincinnati.
Right. Yeah, right. Yep. Pretty silly
stuff.
I thought
they could fly.
And what was I just saying to you about the turkey? What was that thing I sent you to look at?
Driscoll's Ted the Talking Turkey.
Talking the Talking Turkey.
Ted the Talking Turkey.
What does the Talking Turkey say except gobble, 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 gobble. Isn't that what the turkey says?
That was like an uncanny impression.
You like that?
You can make money off of that impression.
Gobble, 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 bum, bum, bum. Here's the lucky ticket. California, the home of the Powerball jackpot winner. Boo. We all wanted to win it, right? One ticket only. This person wins. Well, this person, male or female. I don't know. Do they have to disclose
in California?
And it
could be a group. I hope this is one of those, a group of people all pulled together to get a couple tickets and just to see the spread out a little bit more than one person. But, yeah, only one single ticket.
So the ruse here is the Powerball winner, the jackpot's $2 billion. The catch here is you share the winnings with the federal government because they take a half of it. And you get only a measly $1 billion, right? You get one. This is like they're your partners. The government's your partners. This is how ridiculous it is, taxation. There was a ballot measure, and I don't know if it passed yet or not, in Massachusetts to increase the tax on basically death, to the time of your death. They want 4% more of your money, whatever you have when you die.
At the time of your death?
Yeah. So that means that your estate, farmers, pretty much every farmer in the state was against this because pretty much every farmer in the state is land rich and dollar cash poor. So the family had to sell. This is how stupid people are today without thinking we're going to get the rich. Yeah. So in the meantime, you steal the farmer's land, you sell it so it gets developed, and we have one less place to grow food, so one more need to import food from someplace else, and one more example of us becoming food dependent instead of being food independent. That's how deeply this thing went, that kind of philosophy, that's how deeply it goes. So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch in California. So it's the first ever lottery billionaire, Joe's Service Center in Altadena. That's where the ticket was sold. We are so excited. Oh, really? What is with Cal? What kind of stupid? What do you think they're going to say in the store? Oh, I don't care.
Well, of course they're excited. They get so excited.
Yeah, I was excited. All right, exactly. All right, let's see here. Where's the extra? There's no more actually info yet. And hopefully this person just keeps it to him or herself. The stuff is all over the LA Times, though, this morning, as you can imagine. So the cash amount is $997 million. All right? There you go. The numbers, so that means it goes back down. What is the beginning number? Is it 20 million?
If you win, it was 20 or 22.
22.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The, let's see here, Victor Matheson, who's a college prof here at Holy Cross in Worcester, says massive and growing jackpots aren't happening accidentally. They've been engineered to get bigger. See, I told you so. It's also in the Post article.
There used to be a jackpot cap that it could not go over a certain amount.
Yeah. They rig it, and it goes higher, so people buy tickets. They get more money. This is the way, they must think everybody is stupid. I've said for years, this is rigged. Look at where the winners are. Altadena. It's in the middle of nowhere in California. So, you know, these people buy. So the secret is, when you're driving around, go to some middle hole-in-the-wall gas station and buy your tickets there if you want to win.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win them if you buy them in Los Angeles or New York or Chicago. When's the last time you saw a winner from Chicago? Where'd you buy? I do it when I'm on the road all the time, frankly.
Yeah, when we were driving down to Nashville over the weekend, every stop we made, we got some tickets. We went to go visit friends that live about 40 miles south of Nashville on Sunday. And you better believe we picked up
some tickets. We bought those tickets.
Clearly they're not winners, but hey.
Mm-hmm. Here's the story today of an 8-year-old boy who bit a cobra, venomous cobra, twice after it attacked him, and then he killed the snake. 8 years old, bit it twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small village in India. Wow. He's playing in his backyard, and he was attacked by the snake. Imagine you're the mother, and you're looking out the window, and you see the snake wrapping itself around the child. And then bites the kid.
That is so scary. Well, and that says a lot about this kid's fight or flight instinct. My goodness. Yeah. I feel like if this happened, I would just freeze and scream and wait for somebody to come help me. Like, this kid was like, bit the snake twice and killed it. 8 years old.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's understand the new Twitter. Twitter companion. This is a competitor to Twitter. Since Elon Musk took over Twitter, there's a new platform called Mastodon. So Jay and I have, I knew what a Mastodon is. It's a hairy mammal. Looks like an elephant except it's got hair. And so this guy, Dorsey, who used to run Twitter, has come up with a new sort of Twitter light. It's like pretty much the same way of using Twitter, the same Twitter configuration, right? Have you figured out how to use this yet?
It's close. So it was actually created in 2016 by Eugene Rochko, who was like the super enthusiastic Twitter user and then just wasn't really satisfied with the direction the platform had been going, because a lot of people haven't really liked Twitter in a while. It's not just Elon Musk taking over. So he developed his own website that it's a pretty solid resemblance to what the old Twitter configuration used to be. It just operates a little bit better in the sense of not as many algorithms.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
It's not my personal cup of tea, but I definitely get why people like it.
Why is it not your cup of tea? What goes on there? Just to inform us as to, because I'm not familiar.
I don't like social media. I'm the wrong person to ask on this. I don't like social media across the board. I don't care what platform it is, which is kind of crazy because it's my job, right?
Well, maybe it's your job. It's taught you something, frankly.
Well, I like it in the sense of brands or connecting with people whom you would typically not connect with, whom you typically not connect, because when it comes to using it as for the show and everything, I enjoy talking to people. When it's my personal stuff, I don't like it, because I feel like if it's a family member or a friend or somebody, I want to actually text with them or call them or I want them to give me good news updates if there's something big, like they just got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, maybe I'm a little old school that way,
no.
But I feel like if you if you don't scroll through your newsfeed enough and you miss something, or your newsfeed just doesn't give you the information, then all of a sudden people are sending you angry emails and texts and direct messages like, why didn't you congratulate me on this? And it's like, because I didn't see it. I didn't know. And it just, on a personal level, it gets me. It irks me a little bit.
Yeah, it is irksome, isn't it? Under the circumstance, it is pretty irksome.
With you with Facebook, I tried, you've been having issues posting things to your Facebook page, and I went in to try to post for you, and it was doing the exact same thing where the post would just disappear.
Yeah. And so,
yeah,
why
so back
is that?
To Mastodon. Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
But let's go back.
That's Mastodon, though. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be more user-friendly and practical for everyday use, that type of thing. And a lot of people, ever since Elon Musk took over Twitter, it's just the very fact that Elon Musk is running it, people are now jumping ship. And it's so funny how vocal people are of like, well, this isn't for me anymore, as they tweet it. They're like, it's not for me anymore, I'm going to go somewhere else, or you can find me on Instagram or Facebook still. And it's like, just deactivate your account. People will figure it out. If they go to search you and you're not there, they'll figure it out you left.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think this one local blog here that's taking shots at me because of what I'm doing to save a farm and put a development there. It's not like I would rather have just had the farm stay there, but it was too far down the pike, so I got involved in it in a way to set it up so that at least it fits in the neighborhood. And I'm getting these idiots, they're nameless, faceless bloggers who are cowards, chickens, cretins, whatever word you want to, whatever you want to use in terms of how it is that people get this nasty. What is there that makes people this venomous? Mm-hmm. Right?
And the fact that they say things online that they typically would not say if you were face to face. And if it's something they would say to you face to face, then
chickens.
Think about the people that's actually in their life, because what's that psychology? We tend to be a little bit more rough on people that are in our lives.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. 18 after this, good day.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Include 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Song of the South, sweet potato pie and a shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, ain't nobody looking back again.
The band Alabama in the focus today in terms of social media and trending items, because the co-founder of Alabama, a fellow named Jeff Cook, has died at the age of 73. And here's a backgrounder on his life and his work with Alabama.
The country music world has lost a legend. Jeff Cook, co-founder of the band Alabama, is gone. Born Jeffrey Allen Cook, he began his career as a disc jockey in his hometown of Fort Payne, Alabama. Along with cousins Randy Owen and Ted Gentry, Cook co-founded the band Wild Country in 1972, which became Alabama in 1977. He contributed vocals, lead guitar, keyboard, and fiddle to the group's productions. With Alabama, Cook rose to prominence in the late 70s and 80s with a string of hits that include Tennessee River, Dixieland Delight, Song of the South, and Mountain Music. Jeff Cook, as a part of Alabama, earned a slate of trophies that include 3 consecutive CMA Awards for Entertainer of the Year and also 5 ACM Awards for Entertainer of the Year. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame with Alabama in 2005. We remember the legendary co-founder of the band Alabama, Jeff Cook.
He was 14 when he went on the radio. That's kind of cool. Got a license. We used to have, he's a little younger than I am. We used to have, when we first started, I was a teenager, I got what they call a Class 3 broadcast engineer's license. I had to have a license in order to read the material. And your father probably remembers this too, Jay. We had to read the dials and all the things that were putting the signal out. We had to make sure they were within range and write them down every half hour, all that kind of stuff. Had to have an engineer's license to do that.
Yeah,
so from that local station.
Music.
Say again?
You had to manually, physically, to change the songs or move to the next song. You had to put it into the system with the records or the A-tracks or the tapes.
No, this is, hello. We played the records that came out. We put them on a turntable, queued them up, hit the mercury switch.
That's what I mean.
Switch.
You manually had to do it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Now it's all
computer. It's not what it is now, where it's an automated system and you hit a button.
No,
and
fun.
Some of them are touchscreen.
I know, but it's no fun anymore. It's just a big, boring, like a jukebox. Anyway, so this fellow, I was thinking as I was listening to some of the music, how unique, how brilliant is it? Or what does it tell you about God-given talent when there are so many good individuals and groups that come up with that unique, distinctive sound that is theirs? I think about that with the Moody Blues, for example. You come up with an Electric Light Orchestra. Groups are around today, like Coldplay. You can tell it's them when you listen to the songs. And that's very cool. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Cook. Apparently, he had Parkinson's disease. And that certainly is going to take its toll. So he got lots of awards. He co-wrote a lot of the band's music. And so the last couple of years, he's had Parkinson's, the last 3 or 4 years, I guess.
He was diagnosed in 2017. Yeah. Entered into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2005.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
what a history.
Think about and be thankful for those of you who like his music, and I'm sure his family is thankful for having him as an integral part of the family. And 73 is way too young to die. I guess I can put it, that's the cap to the story. 28 after, this is Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At this point, we're not sure exactly who's going to be in control of Congress, either the House or the Senate. There are a lot of races where counting is close, and we haven't been able to determine exactly which party is going to have the leg up in either chamber.
Med Kennard from the Associated Press explains why there are still unanswered questions regarding Tuesday's midterm elections and why some states' election results are unknown. Here's what we do know. In House races, Republicans won 206 seats compared to 181 for the Democrats by mid-afternoon Wednesday. In the Senate, where about a third of the 100 seats were up for election, the tally is 49-48 in Republicans' favor. President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip next week to Bali, Indonesia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here to enjoy your company, thinking of you as we do the program every day. Think about how you can change your life. You're looking around at the election, you don't like what the results are. Maybe you do like what the results are. For better or for worse, it is what we have to deal with for the next year or two. So let's, we can look at this and think, oh, this is great, wonderful, or this is awful, I don't like it, I don't want to live here anymore. All that stuff. Well, if in fact you don't like change, you come to the wrong place, you are not able to survive in the world unless you embrace change. Change is inescapable. So think about your either ease of sliding into things that are changing. When you buy a new car, for example, do you love the smell? Do you get excited about the opportunity? I got to drive a new car. Wow. And then think about new thoughts. When you encounter somebody who has new thoughts, maybe different thoughts, sometimes they're better thoughts than what you have. Do you embrace them? Or do you think, ooh, I don't like the smell of this? I think that's kind of, this is a very uniquely individual thing. Your thoughts are your thoughts. So if you manipulate the world of your thoughts, you can easily slide into whatever change is necessary or whatever change you want to embrace. Think about it that way. Because after the election, that gets all everybody stirred up. Oh, we're going to have all this change. What's it going to mean? I don't know. When you look back over the history of the country, yeah, things have changed, but they've changed sort of gradually because we have this, we have these three different, we have the tricameral system of government, pretty smart from the founding fathers, mm-hmm. the judicial, the executive, the legislative, pretty smart. And the checks and balances are there. So if you're all worked up and happy because the Republicans won the House, we're going to fix Biden. Nah, you're not really going to fix Biden. Biden is going to be frustrated, and maybe he needs to be because some of his programs are pretty stupid. Well, I find myself using that word too much. Don't let me do that, Jay, will you?
Yeah, it's too easy. That's a word that you do not enjoy. You do not like it.
I don't like it. No, I don't like it. Here's what I do like.
But regarding what you were speaking on,
yeah,
it's one of those things that these issues, any of the issues, did not happen overnight. And I think a lot of times people expect these politicians to take office and fix them overnight, and that's not what happens.
No. Well, they're too busy fixing their own lives and finding somebody in their office to have a romantic getaway with. So let's, have a nice time. See you. See you next fall. Here's something. From New York City, a daring rescue. This is the good news department here. Firefighters saving two women's lives by kind of getting them off out of the building and down the side of the building. You see the pictures of this? Midtown Manhattan, a high rise.
They had to rappel. It was because this was a high rise apartment, so they had to essentially go up to the roof and then rappel down to get them rather than come from the ground up.
It's called a roof rope escape. For those of us who've watched too much of Chicago Fire or 911, there it is. And the first firefighter on the rope was a guy named Belvin. Second one was Arthur. Got the hanging victims, brought her down through the window to the floor below. And this is all, it's like a bad circus act, right? Who wants to do this sort of thing? Well, yet these people are trained to do it. And especially when you consider the smoke and the flames and things, pretty phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, their job is to put their lives at risk to save other people, to protect other people. Mm-hmm. It's like we want to talk about bravery. That is definitely in that box.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so there's our good story here. A couple of things are looming, and one of them, which Dr. Ken probably will be talking about this week on the Good Day Health program, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. You can hear him on this program, and he also has his own hour-long program heard on many of these same stations along with Jack Stockwell. Some of them are together, some of them time, sometimes the stations put them both on together. Sometimes it's one Saturday, one on Sunday. But one of the things that we are going to be dealing with here, it seems, this fall and this winter is what is called the triple-demic. Could make for a rough winter, according to some of the folks who are at the Center for Disease Confusion looking at this, and also some people who are running big hospitals like UCLA Hospital, Columbia University Medicine, New York, all of these places. The viruses that are around are transmissible as you are close. So when the air is cold, people keep the windows closed. We're going to sound like James, right? Windows. Excuse me. That's what they say in Texas, is windows. Anyway, the transmission of viruses is pretty easy. Yeah. Indoors, outdoors. Open your windows. That's kind of, if you want to avoid the flu, you want to avoid all this other stuff, colds. This is the air
RSV
you breathe.
RSV has been hitting a lot of children really hard. Seems like this season more than any others.
And it gets to them, the younger they are and the older you are, the more likely you are to get it. Again, it's an immune deficiency destructor, if you will. Another factor pumping up the spread of these bugs is the situation of the University of California professor Timothy Brewer in the medicine department there. Says there's a lot of flu activity in Texas and the southeastern U.S. Excuse me. There I am coughing just as I...
It's psychosomatic, huh? Yeah. It's like talking about it and all of a sudden went to it. The placebo effect is real.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the states that have the highest levels of flu activity so far are Alabama, the District of Columbia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Georgia. This is where the most activity is. Other parts of our country with low vaccination rates against COVID will get into trouble with the viruses as well. The anti-vaxxers will not agree with that at all. They'll tell you that their system will ward it off. You know what? A lot of people who've had vaccine shots have gotten it, and a lot of people who haven't had vaccine shots have gotten it. It's a personal choice. I don't criticize. I think what we were going through for a long time with the mask Nazis was a little annoying. And then there were those who were vaccine Nazis as well. Is that not kosher to use the term? Listen to me. Kosher with Nazis? Okay.
Well, to answer the question.
Choice of words.
Yeah, definitely seems like it was choices people made. But where I liked the masks. I liked that little bit of extra privacy. And it was just great. Especially, it offered more warmth when it was cold outside. You know. But with the vaccines, the thing I always had a problem was calling people who are against the COVID vaccine anti-vaxxers when they are okay with other vaccines. Because that's just, they're clearly not anti-vaxxers if they've had their children vaccinated in other ways and they get flu shots or other vaccines. It's just the COVID vaccine. They are
a lot of questions
of,
still
it
about
makes
it.
Sense with how fast everything came in and how the conversations kept changing and information kept changing. It makes sense. So I guess that was my big problem with labeling people against one specific vaccine as all-around anti-vaxxers.
Well, the COVID stuff is still around. This weekend, we'll talk with Dr. Ken about the Paxlovid reality and how it seems to reduce the risk of long COVID. Have you known anybody who've had long?
I took it with this last time that I had COVID.
Sick,
I did not notice a difference. I don't know if it maybe made me worse. I had a really hard time recovering, and I was violently ill. Like, I had every symptom with any of the strains of COVID. It was awful.
Well, get your sleep. That's a good way to build up your immune system. That's for sure. But anyway, we always have some focus on the realities of COVID on Good Day Health, the weekend program. Here's something going on. As your day breaks, the business of what goes on in Congress, how they will work on things. I didn't realize that there was, we were talking about this off the air, the potential for a railroad strike. It seemed to have been alleviated, and then there seems to now be some discussion about the pact that was agreed to not being voted up. Is that true? Where are we when it comes to potential rail strike?
Yeah, so many different news outlets that I've been looking towards, they are giving different advice. Like there's something posted 2 days ago that the strike was averted, everything's going to be okay, and then most recently it was that there is a strike looming. So I don't know if people aren't updating their information or they have different sources because things are not all one way being reported.
No, not at all. All right. Well, anyway, there's confusion there. Here's something that I've been paying attention to. Haven't talked much about it on the air, but I am very interested in offshore wind power. I'm putting solar. As a matter of fact, I have a company coming to me today to present me with the ideas for solar on the farm. I want to put a portion of the land, 7-8 acres, aside for solar. Solar panels, and the good thing is on the farm, they're going to be engineered so the cows can pasture under them. They're high enough up so they can graze under them, and they also have electric motors so they turn with the sun, so you get max use of them. But there are people who have asked me about wind power, and I don't want to put those windmills on my farm because I think they're ugly as hell. Are they good? Well, they're good as long as you're not a bird. Then there have been a lot of these offshore wind farms that have been proposed. Joe Biden is trying to get 10 million American homes powered by this, but with the election results as they are, it's probably not going to happen. Whether it should happen or not, there are a lot of people here off the coast of Massachusetts, there are those who want the power, you know, 20 miles or so off the coast. That's all right. I think it's okay. But then there are people who the state is arguing with the feds about how to do this, and as a result of that, nothing is happening. Gee, what a surprise, right? And then there are, beside the state arguing with the feds, the environmentalists. This is the silliness. This is like the subset of the environmental movement. Okay, we want to save the planet. Let's have as much non-fossil fuel energy as we can. Great, let's do it. Oh, wait a minute. No, we can't do that because some birds are going to die. So there have been federal lawsuits that have been built around how many birds are going to get whacked by these big, you know, you see them. These things are huge.
They're massive. If you've ever driven L.A. to Palm Springs, you've seen that one turbine farm. But there's more about the. We've spoken on this recently with the new motionless rooftop ones that they don't have the whole big thing that spins. They just kind of look like they're there sitting. And apparently it's even more energy, like I want to say 100, 150% more energy than solar panels on roofs.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's always going to be something good and something bad about them. That's to be determined. 48 after the hour.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stacked junior bacon cheeseburger or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that Biggie Bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser sheets. They're thin and flat. Is perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now, it's Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Normally, my pal Warren Eckstein, who really is in real life, he plays my pal. He is my pal. One of the things that I've always said, you don't get on this program if I don't like you. And so if my friend, most of the people that are here are my friends. Kind of like the old John Wayne movies. He had all of his friends as actors in those movies. You saw the same faces over and over and over again. Well, you hear the same voices here. Jay's my friend. James is my friend. Although sometimes I want to boot him in his butt, but I still like him.
And work never feels like work when you get to hang with your friends.
Right. It is. It's great. Let's have some friendly conversation about the issues of the day and the talk that matters, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So because Warren isn't here, he's feeling ill. His wife, Denise, sent me a note and said, uh-oh. And so I said back to her, uh-oh. So here we are focused on food because that's always my go-to place, given the farmer background and the things that people are interested in this time of year. The sad news or the bad news is that there is another outbreak of this avian flu. Another million hens have been destroyed this week in Iowa, according to the Des Moines Register today. The big egg grower in Wright County has had a second dose, if you will, of bird flu. So this is the second facility in north central Iowa. They've destroyed this week 1 million hens to contain the bird flu. And, frankly, not only is it affecting hens, but it's affecting the turkey population, and that's why there are some other issues. But mostly the bird flu has caused the turkey shortage that you will, if you have not bought your turkey and put it in a freezer somewhere, you're probably going to be in a jam in the next couple of weeks. It may be the chicken is your bird of choice, but even with what's going on in Iowa, you're going to have a hard time finding chickens. here's a guy who is in Idaho, a turkey farmer. Starts his year off with 600 birds. They had usually in growing turkeys, you put them in two different barns. They grow up, and then when they mature, they're in a different barn. So this particular grower in Idaho has had a problem because of the flu, and he started, as I said, with 600. He's now down to 225.
Oh, and my goodness.
That's because of the bird flu. They kept him inside. They tried to do what they could to protect them because the bird flu comes from birds. Hello, duh. And the birds dropping their poop into these areas, it's like geese with their salmonella. Deadly. So it's not like you can identify. The birds that have bird flu are not easy to identify. But because hens, chickens in general, and turkeys, poultry, are generally encapsulated, if you will. They don't get out. They don't have the same immune system. They aren't fed the same way. So they're more vulnerable. And so the birds have been inside in some circumstances. When they huddle closely together, they create piles. They get like cows when they're hot for some reason. They all tend to huddle together. And when the turkeys huddle together, they smother each other. They suffocate. So that's what's killed a bunch of these birds as well. Keeping them inside.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's not an easy...
Doug, what have you done on your farm with your chickens?
we kept them in. Just recently we've let them go back out to free range. But through the spring and the summer, they were in the cage, and we had nets over the cage so the birds couldn't have access to them. See, what happens a lot of time, the birds will fly in because they want to have some of the chicken food. The chickens are eating. We feed them outside in troughs, usually. But with the birds around and having to worry about avian flu, we kept them inside, fed them inside, and then they could go out and stretch their legs, if you will. But it wasn't the same. It certainly wasn't the same. I don't think we lost any chickens, though. If I think back over the summer, I don't think we lost any chickens at all. That's because we took advice. But anyway, the average price per pound for turkey is up almost $2 over last year. And month to month it's going up because there are fewer and fewer birds. So that's something that will affect your Thanksgiving. 59 after. This is Good Day.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.